Welcome to Real Stories with Buddy Blake. Today's episode features real estate insights from Buddy Blake Real Estate. Let's dive in. Welcome back to Real Stories with Buddy Blake. Just a quick heads up that this program was created with AI assistance and uses a synthetic narrator. The content was reviewed and approved by Buddy Blake before publication. Information is believed accurate, but should be independently verified. This program does not provide legal, tax, lending, or appraisal advice. Today, we're diving into something that's been on a lot of sellers' minds lately. When you're listing a home in Wilmington, do you cut the price, offer seller concessions, or just wait it out? Buddy Blake is here to break down exactly how to think about this.
Hey, thanks for having me. You know, this is such a timely question right now because we're seeing something pretty interesting in the market. Sellers are feeling the pressure. Mortgage rates are climbing, buyers are way more payment sensitive than they were a year or two ago, and a lot of folks are asking me, do I just drop my price or should I offer to cover closing costs instead? And honestly, it's not a one-size-fits-all answer.
Right, exactly. I mean, on the surface, it seems like they'd be the same thing, right? Like, if you're giving the buyer money either way, what's the difference? But I'm guessing there's more to it than that.
Oh, absolutely. So here's the thing. A price reduction and a seller concession hit the buyer's finances differently. When you cut your list price by, say, 20 grand, that changes the purchase price. That changes the loan amount. That changes the monthly payment. But a concession, like when you offer to pay closing costs or points, that's money at closing, not in the mortgage payment. So for a buyer who's stretched on the payment, a concession might not help them qualify. But for someone who can afford the payment and just needs help with upfront cash, that concession is gold.
Oh, wow. So you're really saying the buyer's situation determines which move makes sense. That's smart. So what's your diagnostic here? Like, when should a seller actually sit down and think through this decision?
So I always tell sellers to check the pulse of the listing at day 7, day 14, and day 21. After 7 days, you want to know, are we getting showings? Are we getting feedback? Are people interested but saying something's off? At 14 days, you're looking at whether the market is responding at all or if we're just spinning wheels. And by day 21, you've got real data. You know if this is a pricing issue, a condition issue, or a timing issue. That's when you decide, do we adjust price? Do we add a concession? Or do we make a different move entirely?
So you're not just guessing. You're actually looking at the feedback and the showing activity. That makes sense. But I'm curious, in Wilmington specifically, with everything going on in the market right now, what are you actually seeing? Are sellers mostly going the price cut route, or are concessions becoming more competitive?
Mm-hmm. Well, we're seeing both, honestly. Price cuts are happening. I mean, that's what the headlines are saying, and it's true. But what's interesting is that concessions are becoming a smarter play for certain homes. If you've got a solid property in a neighborhood like Carolina Beach or Ocean Isle Beach, where buyers are actually looking, and we are seeing concentrated buyer interest in those areas right now, a well-timed concession can make you stand out without tanking your equity. You're saying, hey, I believe in my home's value, but I'm going to help you cross the finish line. That's different from saying we're dropping the price because we have to.
I love that framing, actually. So it's not just math. It's also psychology and positioning. But let me ask you this. Are there situations where patience actually wins? Like, should a seller ever just wait instead of cutting or offering something?
Absolutely. And this is where the 7-14-21 day check-in matters. If you're on day 7 and you're getting lots of showings, but no offers yet, patience might be your play. Buyers are still thinking. But if you're at day 21, you've had maybe 2 or 3 showings, and the feedback is, it's nice, but it's overpriced for the condition, then patience is just costing you money. In that case, you need to move. Now, the move might not be a price cut. It might be a concession. It might be fixing something that's turning people off. But doing nothing, that's rarely the right answer in a slower market.
That's really practical. So the key is actually getting the data, understanding what buyers are telling you, and then making a strategic choice based on that, not just reacting. I think a lot of sellers get emotional about this stuff. They don't want to cut the price because it feels like failure.
Exactly right. And I get it. But here's what I always say. A strategic concession or a well-timed price adjustment isn't failure. It's information. You're responding to what the market is telling you. And honestly, in a market where buyers are worried about their mortgage payment, showing that you understand their pressure, that builds trust. We've actually put together some resources on this if folks want to dig deeper into first-time buyer scenarios or moving to Wilmington strategy. We've got guides that walk through the affordability piece, which is really central to this conversation right now.
Yeah, and that's smart because the affordability pressure is real. Rates are up, buyers are stretched. So knowing how to position your home and your offer strategy around that makes total sense. Buddy, this was super helpful. For folks listening who are thinking about selling in Wilmington, what's the one thing you want them to walk away with?
Don't panic, but don't wait either. Get your home in front of buyers. Track the response at week 1, 2, and 3, and then make a data-driven decision about whether you adjust price, offer a concession, or change something else. And if you're working with an agent, make sure they're actually pulling that data and not just telling you what you want to hear. That's how you win in a market like this.
Love that. Buddy Blake, thanks so much for breaking this down. Really appreciate it. For folks who want to dig into the affordability side of this or learn more about the Wilmington market, check the show notes for links to the resources we mentioned. Thanks again, buddy.
Thanks for having me. Always happy to talk about this stuff.
Thanks for listening to Real Stories with Buddy Blake. For more episodes and to learn more, check the show notes.